Your favorite number of ours is Babalu.
Ah, Babalu, Babalu.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the archive. This is DJ EJ, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you're all having a good Saturday night. I am, and DJ Hank is too. DJ Hank's microphone is not working right now, and we're trying to get that worked out, so he will be joining us verbally momentarily. This week I was listening to a bunch of music, as I tend to do, and I heard this one song, and I thought this would be a perfect song to play on WMFO this weekend. So I'll just leave it at that for now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6!
Okay, that one you just heard was Original Love by The Feelies from their 1980 debut album Crazy Rhythms. And the one before that was Roadrunner by The Modern Lovers from their 1976 self-titled debut, The Modern Lovers. Since we are currently in Massachusetts and there's a Stop and Shop down the road and this is rock and roll radio right now, I thought that that song would be pretty perfect to play.
It was very specific about what was going on in that song.
It says, I'm in love with Massachusetts. So, shout out to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And also shout out to NPR for having their Tiny Desk series of concerts on YouTube. Found a bunch of cool artists that way. One of them being Anderson .Paak. So, here's one of the songs from his NPR Tiny Desk session. I hope you enjoy it.
Catching you stand, be careful, the idle mind is a dangerous place to be left in, but keep your eyes on. Your heart don't stand a chance. It feels like it's been far too long. Your knees can't hold your legs, your feet just want to pace. Your eyes keep me all in the trance, and let me ask you, back of your head, all in the palm of your head. Hold up, ain't nobody holding you back. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Hold up, your heart don't stand a chance. Your knees just on the pace. Your eyes keep me all in the trance. And let me ask you,
what you used to. But you know it. Hey, do I hold the candle to the last one? Ooh, or your moon? Baby, of course I flew, but I'm not over what we had. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance.
A flashiness, how do you serve the question? See, in the perfect world, I would be perfect world. I don't trust people enough beyond their surface world. I don't love people enough to put my faith in man. I put my faith in these lyrics, hoping I make a band. I understand I ain't perfect, I probably won't come around. This time I might put you down, last time I ain't give a fuck. I still feel the same now, my feelings might go numb. You're dealing with cold though. I'm willing to give up a leg and arm to show empathy from. Baby, parties and functions are you and yours. A perfect world, you probably live another 24. I can't fake humble just cause you're insecure.
I can't fake humble just cause you're insecure. Probably won't be insensitive. Cold as December, but never remember what winter did. I wouldn't blame you for mistakes I made or the bed I laid. Seems like I point the finger just to make a point nowadays. Smiles and cold stares, the temperature goes there. Indigenous disposition, feel like we belong here. I know the walls, they can listen, I wish they could talk back. The hurt becomes repetition, the love almost lost that. Sick venom in men and women overcome with pride. A perfect world is never perfect, only filled with lies. Promises are broken and more resentment come alive. Race barriers make inferior you and I. See, in a perfect world I choose faith over riches.
I'll choose work over them. I'll make schools out of prison. I'll take all the religions and put them all in one service, just to tell them we ain't, but he's been perfect, world.
Okay, the first one there was Anderson .Paak, Heart Don't Stand a Chance, from his NPR Music Tiny Desk concert. I've seen that concert on YouTube probably 5-6 times, and it just blows my mind every time, because the songs are so good, and he's such a good singer and rapper, and he plays the drums at the same time, and I don't know, just like the chemistry between them, him and the Free Nationals, his band, is just really cool, because you can see them like planning out the songs as they're doing them live almost. I don't know, it's really something. And speaking of really something, that last song was Pride by Kendrick Lamar from his album that just dropped yesterday, called Damn. And yeah, it's a pretty sweet album. If he releases another album tomorrow, which rumors have been suggesting, I don't even know what's going to happen, but
I actually think the entire world would just break.
It'll just implode.
Big Quinn would surely die.
He would.
He would.
I'm surprised he's keeping it on this long.
Yeah. Someone keep tabs on that man.
Yeah. Somebody buy him a chair. Okay, moving on to something completely different. This is about 50 years earlier. And this one is by The Kinks.
Big sky looked down on all the people looking up at the big sky. Everybody's pushing one another around. Sky feels sad when you see the children scream and cry. But the big sky too big to let it get him down. Big sky too big to cry. Big sky too high to see. People like you and me.
That was Big Sky by the Kinks from their 1967, 68 album, The Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society. I think that's a pretty neat album name.
I feel like on the archive, all of DJ EJ's like music has just the weirdest titles.
They're all just really long.
And descriptive.
Yeah. That isn't wrong.
I guess except for the Kendrick one.
Yeah.
It was not very descriptive at all.
Yeah. I mean, on that album, every song is just one word.
Yeah.
Okay. I figured while I was on a bit of a 60s streak, even though that's just one song, I would end up my playlist for this week with some songs from some old favorites of mine, but these are songs that I'm not sure if they were my favorites at the time. I don't know if that makes sense, but
cryptic.
Yeah. Cryptic. So yeah, this is some Simon and Garfunkel.
She wants to do, and I know I'm faking it. I'm not really making it. Such a dubious soul. Falling vines, picking up the punchlines. I've just been faking it, not really making it. Is there any danger? No, no, not really. Just lean on me. Treat your friend, the name is honestly. I've just been faking it, faking it. Not really making it. This feeling of faking it, I still haven't shaken it. Prior to this lifetime, look at me.
Good morning, Mr. Leach. Have you had a busy day?
I own the teller's face and hands. I am the teller's face and hands. I know I'm faking it, faking it. I'm not really faking it. This feeling of it. I still haven't shaken it, shaken it. I know I'm faking it. I'm not really making it.
All right. The first one in that little mini set was Fakin' It by Simon and Garfunkel from their album Bookends. I think that one is from 1968. I don't know. I feel like I'm off my album year game tonight.
I feel like your album year game is pretty good, so being off of it isn't like all that bad.
Yeah, I guess.
Thanks. Shockingly good at memory on the DJ EJ side.
I try to do my research beforehand.
Yeah.
And that last one was I Want to Tell You by the Beatles from their 67 album, Revolver. That one is by George Harrison. And I feel like the way I introduced those songs was a little unclear. I grew up almost 100% on Simon and Garfunkel and the Beatles. And so obviously I love everything by them. But those two songs are songs that I feel like I appreciate now more than I did when I was younger. Not to say I didn't like them when I was younger, but
Edward out here trying not to tick off any Beatles fans.
I don't know, just trying to keep it real here, whatever. Yeah, but I Want to Tell You is really cool because like the lyrical tension matches up really well with the musical tension, and yeah, I think that's definitely one of George Harrison's best earlier Beatles compositions. But anyway, enough of me rambling, and actually enough of me altogether, because it's time to switch over to DJ Hank over here. But in the meantime, we'll do the usual drill and switch over beneath a PSA.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then
nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day,
even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Wow, well, that PSA was very wholesome. I liked it.
Yeah.
A nice wholesome PSA.
That kid sounded so stoked about the whole rocket.
He really was. I feel like I've never been that stoked in my life.
I feel like I haven't either.
Wow.
I want to go make some little kid happy, go adopt them, I guess.
Yeah, seriously. Yay for that.
You feel like you have too much free time on your hands.
And want to shoot some rockets, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, well, this playlist, actually, I think it has all new artists for me, which is another step in that direction. I was actually using, to find some of these songs, like a similar, I know you said the NPR, like, is it like a...
Tiny Desk?
Yeah, Tiny Desk. Yeah. This one, like, I think it's called like Audio Tree or something that. And I saw a couple of these guys off that. So yeah, it's a good program. All right, well, I hope you enjoy this song. And yeah, it's a bit of a divergence from some of my other playlists. So hope you enjoy.
I'm excited.
Everything I do in slow motion. Know what to say. Everywhere I fall, don't know name or location. Maybe I'll just find my way. I'll find it.
Peace.
So that was Slow Motion by Phox, if that's how you pronounce it. P-H-O-X in all capitals.
Not sure.
Yeah. According to DJ EJ, they got the old licorice stick going there, which apparently is slang for the clarinet, although it sounds slightly suggestive.
It's a little dated.
Yeah, 40s. Yeah, I guess that's a bit dated. But yeah, that song, I heard it and I was like, wow, for some reason I kind of like this, even though it's very different from anything I really listen to. I tend to not listen to that sort of music. We couldn't even really pinpoint the genre there, so.
Yeah, it's like country, but also rock, but like gypsy jazz with the clarinet, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, this is going to be a bit of a change up. Here is Greaves.
Thank you. like this. I was drunk off the last words out of your lips, and what a world. You were always looking for attention, and I was holding on to my abandonment obsession. In hindsight, I was just as ignorant as you were, blinded by the you were, combined by the sutures, cause part of the cruel world you had to be out. I caught you with another dude's in your mouth. Good lord, little lady, how'd you get so cold? How'd life teach you all the little tricks you pulled on me? Hopelessly passionate, openly act as if everything is on my fault. No sacrifice, I should've known that you were trouble from the start. Red dress laying on the floor in the dark. You were everything I wanted, but nothing that I needed. My sexy little dirtbag demon, leave it.
I used to say that I loved you. I used to act like a fool. But now I hear that you're wondering if the girl I run with is treating me cool.
You gotta be kidding me. Look at all that you did to me. Can't believe that you've been wondering who's kissing me now. You gotta be kidding me. Look at all that you did to me. Can't believe that you've been wondering who's kissing me now.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
A thought like this, I was locked in my room with a bottle in my fist. What a world, I was trying to pick up all the pieces, even moved to Cali with you, living by the beaches. Egregious, made a dude wanna find Jesus, huddle in a bunker with nothing but canned peaches. If I was a weaker man, I would've broke down the second I caught you getting your sex around town. Damn, what a hell of a ride. Cinderella got drunk and started spreading her thighs. The fairy tale's over after telling me lies. Came a rock in the belly, you're the reason we fight. Yeah, I should've seen it from the jump. I should've shut the door in your face and called you a. You're everything I wanted, but nothing that I dreamed of. My sexy little poison dipped cream puff, baby.
I used to say that I loved you. I used to act like a fool. But now I hear that you're wondering if the girl I run with is treating me cool.
You gotta be.
So that was Kidding Me, and I really like sort of like that sort of fade out or whatever that instrumental is throughout the entire song. But Edward and I kind of agreed that his voice,
kind of annoying,
slightly annoying for sure, but interesting.
He being Greaves, by the way.
Yeah, was it? Yes, he being Greaves, right? Yeah, but an interesting piece, one might say.
Cool track.
All right, so. I didn't even realize this when I made my track list, but I had an artist called, what was it, like Fox, if that's how you pronounce it? But this artist is called Fox Hing, so there you go, I guess.
Going all present progressive.
I guess. Some unintended coincidences there. All right, hope you enjoy this one.
Burned, standing, stomping in the damage. Yeah.
All right, so that last one was Whisper by The Deer Hunter, spelled D-E-A-R, and the first one was The Medic. And I commented right at the end to Edward. I was like, I was trying to figure out why I kind of felt like I'd heard a similar type of like voice, and I realized it sounds a lot like the guys from 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, Jared Leto.
Yeah, who's also like an actor, right?
Yeah, he was the Joker.
Yeah, in the Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think, and I think he's also done some other relatively famous things.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, song sounded kind of indulgent, but not in a bad way.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So what genre did you say that song by Foxing was? You thought it was at least?
Midwest emo.
This is so specific. Yeah. I mean,
not to be confused with regular emo, which is more like distorted and angry, I guess.
Gotta get that anger in there. Yeah, I like that song, The Medic,
I guess. Yeah, I liked it too. I should check out some more Foxing.
Yeah. Yeah, they seem good. All right, well, thank you for joining us on the archive tonight.
Yeah, it's been pretty chill.
Hoping that Kendrick might potentially
drop
Nation.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be unbelievable.
I feel like some people would have heart attacks, for sure.
I just might.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking he might drop it at midnight. I was kind of hoping, but...
Yeah. I feel like I don't really know, like, when an artist says, like, oh, I'm releasing my album on this day, like, I have no idea, like, what time it's usually at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if, like... I mean, I'm sure the artist gets to dictate that, but I don't know if there's, like, a discussion with, like, Spotify and iTunes or who gets to release it first or, like...
I think Kendrick Duckworth is just, like, getting out of bed and he's like, oh, time to release it.
Well, yeah. Let's go.
You never know.
Tweets out. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Or you could just be Kanye and just never release anything, you know, if that works too.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started. I'm riled. I'm riled.
I will do my best not to.
Getting riled in the studio right now.
We have 4 minutes left.
Yeah, can't get on a Kanye rant. No, that would be bad. All right. So I'm going to leave you guys with some Bernhoft, who Edward apparently, or DJ EJ, apparently recognized. I thought he meant from high school, which no, he was looking at the
I've
album
heard
art.
Some of his music. I don't personally know the dude.
You were like staring at the album art like, I know this guy. I was like, wait, yeah. For your high school or something?
Nah.
All right. So thanks for listening to The Archive on WMFO.
See y'all next week.
91.5. I've seen. Give
getting eaten from within, being what you do. It's easy enough to lose a step or two, dodging bullets while building a truce. Don't beat yourself up about it. What you've lost, you can't get back. A little perspective right here in this track. I've seen children get sold for silver. I can't hold.